On the Big Breakfast catch-up with Claire, Matt and Kimber, Big Mal continues to bash the poor and we're not standing for it.
We kind of laughed, though.
Oh, did we?
We ask, what's the sweetest gig you've ever had?
And Trevor Long talks all things Facebook.
Uh-oh.
Save time with the Claire, Matt and Kimber catch-up and save 35% on your natural gas charges when you switch to Clean Heat. T's and C's apply.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
He is busy running our country of Oz. Big Mal is on the line. Good morning. The Honourable.
Good morning to you, Clancy. I love listening to a bit of The Boss, but I just that song is just a bit oblique. Where is he born? Where was he born? I keep missing it. Yeah.
Well,
that's a subtle song, isn't it?
Yeah. Or maybe it was Russia. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Now, Big Mal, I know you've been big on the conversation with the people around Australia this week, but how did you feel when New South Wales won the Origin Series?
Well, good morning to you, Kim and Carl. I know that you people in Perth don't have any truck with League and the National Rugby League or Origin, but I'm cock of the hoop because I'm a Blue and good on us. We've won Origin for the second time in 13 years, and that's a terrific feeling. Now, I know the Queenslanders, they'll be screaming about Gagai's disallowed try and penalty try and Gus Gould saying try, try, try. It reminds me of when I used to read Try Anti Wanti Gongolope to Alex and Daisy as a child. Do you remember that book? Try, try, try Anti Wanti, try Anti Wanti Gongolope. Oh, it's probably a book written by a stoner, but never mind. I quite enjoyed it, and so did the kiddies.
Yeah, a bit of Nimbin, yeah.
Well, Big Mal, you know, you sound like you know what you're talking about, but in terms of League, how much do you know about the game?
Well, not much. Just have to pretend, yes. Matthew, because, you know, I'm told to barrack for a team. My staff is telling me to barrack for the Roosters. Go Chookies. I go down to the ground and I don't like going to sport because, well, the people are there.
Yes.
And they want to shake hands with me and I don't like that. I don't like touching them. So I have to say, go Chookies, go, go. And that's actually incorrect. I'm a bit of a pedant, but you can't go down to a Roosters game and yell out what you should be yelling out.
No.
Mind you, a lot of people yell that out to me after the game.
Funny that. Hey, Big Mal, let's move back to business. Labor are claiming that the company tax cuts only benefit you and your vast business interests. What do you think?
Well, it's just jealousy, Clancy. I mean, Tits Shorten is a jealous little man with those little wobblers. Luce and I have had some luck, sure. We worked hard, made a quid, saved, invested, and now we're benefiting. And sure, I worked for Goldman Sachs, and I've got friends in the banking industry. I was paid $50 million for 4 years' work. But what I really want to do is crush the poor.
Yes.
They annoy me with their cigarettes and their chocolate milk. I mean, really, they are hilarious, aren't they, the poor? I mean, I just want to say, wash yourselves. Pick your feet up, clean your remaining teeth and make something out of yourselves. I mean, why are you still driving around in a Magna from the 90s? they make a terrible sound when they go around the corner, don't they? What is it, the CV joints?
Yes.
I used to have one of those, yeah.
So, yeah, I just want to come down on them hard.
Oh, wow. Well, Big Mal,
I know it's all of your listeners, but never mind.
So you can't say that.
Well, I want to turn to you on this one, Big Mal, because I can hardly keep up with the sporting world and whether Australia love him or hate him, but Nick Kyrgios is in hot water again. What do you think?
Well, did you see what he was doing? It was a lewd act.
Well said.
It was. At the Queen's Club. He was using a bottle as if he was pleasuring himself. And he was shaking it up, and then he made things come out at the end, and I thought it was hilarious. I yelled out to Luce, Luce, look at what he's doing, because I sometimes do that trick up the piper for the entertainment of my friends, because I can be as puerile as the next man. So good on Nick. £13,000 fine, though. Be very careful of your water bottle and what you do with it. Don't pretend it's part of your anatomy. Naughty boy.
So true.
Before I go, I just want to say that Mix 94.5 rocks Spearwood.
Oh, Spearwood.
Spearwood. And, of course, Spearwood is in the very large city of Cockburn.
Yes.
Yes.
So
yep.
To everybody in that city, good luck to you.
Go the Chookies.
Enjoy your chocolate milk.
Enjoy your chocolate milk and your cigarette.
Hey, thanks,
Big. Coming down on your heart.
Big Mal, wonderful to catch up again. We will talk to you again very soon.
Always never a chore, Clancy. Bye now.
Bye.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
And we were talking about those gigs, those jobs that you go, am I getting paid to be here and do this?
Yes.
The sweetest gigs of all.
WA are finding it hard to get nannies and au pairs, and with the childcare situation changing, they're saying, get in there and do the job. And I'm saying, I did that job as a babysitter.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Great gig.
Oh, unless you get brats.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Tell us about the greatest gig. Ron is in Naranda. What's the sweetest gig you've ever had, Ron?
Best one I ever had was I was traveling around Southeast Asia, getting paid accommodation, flights, $600 a week for doing 15 minutes a day of roller skating.
Roller
skating.
I don't even know where to begin, Ron. What was it? A sort of exhibition? What were you doing?
I was in a show called Yabba Dabba Doo. It actually came here first in 1979-80.
Wow. Okay.
There you go.
That's great.
Yeah,
15 minutes of skating.
Yeah, 15 minutes a day, $600 a week. This is back in 1980.
That's good money. Yeah.
And they flew me all over the place. We were in the Philippines and in Japan and all over the place. And it was just, it was the best thing. So ended up meeting my wife, who was Australian.
Oh,
well done.
Lovely. Yeah. Yabba Dabba Doo, who were you playing? It's obviously a Flintstones
Fred
thing.
Fred and Barney?
Well, no, I was actually Captain Caveman.
Oh, there you go.
I love Captain Caveman.
Great role.
Captain Caveman!
That's it.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
That's great. Thanks, Ron. It was a nice little trip down memory lane, too.
I loved Captain Caveman. He was awesome.
What a gig, too.
Yeah. Debbie's in Woodridge. Debbie, what was the sweetest gig you've ever had?
I was 16 years old and I was waitressing for an outside catering company in England.
Mm.
And we just turned up and we didn't know what the gig was. And I was there serving champagne. And I thought, that really looks like David Bowie.
Mm.
And then it just turns out to be a music producer's wedding.
Oh.
And there was all these people there. There was Suggs from Madness.
Yes.
Wow.
Jerry Hall. And I just was walking around with my mouth open, serving champagne to all these different people.
That's so good. Right.
Did you get any signatures or that wasn't
cool to do that? I was just too starstruck.
Yes.
I was just walking around just seeing all these people. But I was being paid for it. So it was great.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Sweet gig, especially when you think, I just got to rock up and hand out champagne and then you get that memory.
I know. It was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Nice one,
brilliant.
Debbie.
Brilliant. Yeah, just rubbing shoulders with the famous. Yeah.
Very nice.
With the famous.
Good on you, Debbie. Thanks for your call.
That's how Kimber feels like that every morning.
She does, hanging with us.
I look at you two. I can't believe it. This is the sweetest gig.
I'm practically David Bowie and he Suggs from Madness.
I'm wearing my Bowie T-shirt this morning.
Oh, well, the other way around. Yeah. Love it.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Oh, Facebook, with or without you. Who's been on Facebook so far this morning? Be honest.
Not me.
Kimber?
Oh, yeah, might have.
Facebook, if you think about it.
I check it once a day these days.
Oh, do you? Yeah. I reckon about once a week. I really sort of backed off from it. But from its humble beginnings as, a site for college students, it was a hot or not kind of site 15 years ago.
Yeah.
FaceMash, as it was called, as the first program written by Mark Zuckerberg, only 15 years ago to today's multi-billion dollar company. One in four Aussies are saying they've either dumped Facebook or reclaiming some of that personal info that they surrendered to the company. It is incredible. We thought we'd talk to our tech guru, Trevor Long. Good morning, Trev.
Morning, team.
Hey, Trev. I mean, it's been branded one of the most distrusted media brands in the country. We've got 2 in 10 Australians saying they're still considering whether to delete their Facebook account. Is this possibly the beginning of the end of one of these most incredible stories, the Facebook story?
I think there's a massive chance it's peaked. So I don't know the amount of growth they can get in users in the developed world. I mean, they're still going to target the third world nations where internet is new and stuff like that. But I think in the lucrative advertising markets of Australia, England, America, those kind of places, it's peaked. And I think we're tired. I think we are jaded by all the publicity that's been awful for them in terms of privacy over the recent months. And I think we're also weirdly time poor. I mean, I don't look at Facebook much. I post more on Facebook just, kind of from a branding perspective, but I don't really look at my friends' pages much anymore. I almost entirely rely on Instagram as my, 10-minute downtime. I'm just going to flick through, see what's going on in my friends' world kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that we're leaving social media. I think we're just changing our habits. But remember, Facebook owns Instagram.
And if
we just got to a billion people, they've got their toes in the right bucket.
Now, Trevor, your phone's also a little bit sketchy there, so hopefully we don't lose you here. But just like our parents once sunbathed in cooking oil, then we became more educated. Yeah. Stats are now showing that those between 18 and 24 years of age are actually most likely to mistrust social media, even though we think they've grown up knowing nothing else. So is it too late for those of us who are older now to get off Facebook? Do they already know too much?
Oh, I think that is absolutely the case. I think the older generation, and when I say older, I mean like 25 plus, it's done. They know everything they're going to need to know about you. But also, they're the most unlikely to change. So yep. the problem for Facebook is the future. Mm. The young people are not adopting Facebook like we did. Yep. The younger generation is more likely to go, you know what, I will just keep going with Snapchat or Instagram.
Yep.
And that means Facebook's business potential is quite low.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, Trev, is there a hot new alternative right now for the 15 to 25-year-olds? Is there something else that's a challenge to Facebook?
It's entirely Instagram that's challenging Facebook, and right. It's Instagram's owned by Facebook. So that's where they're putting their resources, I think, into trying to own that market. Instagram just wants a YouTube competitor called IGTV,
yep.
You know, trying to have longer-form videos. So that's where they're putting their eggs.
Mm. Terrific, mate. We appreciate your time this morning. I hope Zuckerberg doesn't own your phone because it sounds a bit dodgy this morning. Thanks, Trev.
Cheers, guys.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for.
Uh-oh.
All morning.
Oh, you.
It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Now, you guys know that I love my Japanese food, right? But I want to make a complaint.
Oh, no. Right? Okay.
This is about the sushi bar at the airport.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, the portions on the conveyor belt are way too big and they taste really luggagey.
Oh, dear.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.
Switch to Clean Heat for homegrown service. It's easy. Clean Heat. Switch, save, smile.